Now, I'll admit up front that I'm somewhat of a heretic. I'm not religious, and I didn't want a funeral. And I didn't see the need for a funeral, and I know you believe deeply in them, and I don't doubt that for maybe the majority of people, they're very, very important. For me, all my friends had called, people had come by the house. My daughter had become socially isolated before she committed suicide. There weren't that many friends to come see, and they'd all called me anyway. So I said, after 3 days of all this intense back and forth and crying and laughing and telling old stories, and I said, why do I want to cut my guts open again in a public display and have a funeral? And so we didn't have one. And I guess according to you, did I make a mistake?
Well, I wouldn't say you made a mistake, but let's review a couple of things. First of all, our grief does not stay in. We don't keep it inside. Our love is expressed, and our grief needs to be expressed. Now, just like cars need roads to travel on, grief needs rituals to be expressed. To travel from the inside of ourselves to the outside, grief needs to have rituals. And so a funeral is full of rituals, from the prayer cards, to the flowers, to the eulogies, to the music, to the stories that are being told, to the casket possibly being open for a short period of time, and people kneeling at the casket. All of that is full of rituals that enables the grief to get from the inside of the body to the outside. When people come socially and they tell stories, that's a ritual, getting the grief from the inside to the out. So that's my biggest plus for funerals, is it just enables the grief to travel from the inside of you to the outside.
I can see that. Personally, I didn't need a public display. And I think sometimes, tell me if I'm wrong, people who are driven by religious beliefs and ideals feel that they may need to follow certain rituals to do it right and to be respectful, to honor the dead, almost like the dead person is in heaven looking down and is making sure that I do this the right way. I don't necessarily believe in that. I think rituals can be sometimes confining, demanding. And in my case, I thought a funeral, a real pain in the ass to have to go through this and do it again. But like I say, I'm a heretic, I'm a little bit different, and I want you to say right up front, I respect anybody and any religion and any group of people with the rituals that they feel are important. Now, well, you can knock me down.
I love your honesty and your authenticity. I think it's very, very important for you as a person to be that kind of person, and I enjoy being around that kind of person. You're right, I don't like the term religion, but most people of faith have certain rituals that they go through to express that faith. And I think that's significant for them. It's meaningful and it's important. But there's another aspect to all of this. And we have a history here of people dying. Like George Bernard Shaw says, one out of one people die. And it is interesting, Eli, when you go back and you read different philosophers, almost all of them will refer to how a society buries their dead is a contributory factor to where that society goes in terms of success as a group of people. And if we treat our dead with disrespect, usually as a society, we are less successful. And this is not my concept. This is not my thought. In fact, it's many, many philosophers. When I went to college, I was my first doctorate degree was in the philosophy of education. I studied philosophy and philosophers. But I want to give you one more thought. It's this thought. In my lifetime, I've seen a lot of very high-profile people die. When Princess Di was killed in the car accident, I got up to watch her funeral. Oh my gosh, so full of ritual. And you know what? All of those dignitaries there that spoke, Elton John and her brother and different parliament people, none of them were announced. The casket was at the middle. There was a circle of people around the casket in the church. And then when they took the parade to the cemetery for the interment, people were lined up 3 and 4 deep, throwing flowers and chanting about Princess Di and expressing their love. That was awesome. So when you say to me, did Princess Di, is she dead? I don't hesitate. Yes, I saw her funeral. I was a part of it. Now let me give you one more person. JFK. When he died, they went out on an aircraft carrier and took the cremains and blew them in the wind. And you know, not too long ago, I was in checkout at a grocery store and I saw JFK's picture in an article on a magazine about him. And I thought for a minute, did he die? That's the difference. And that's a huge difference.
And I will add to that by saying that I have been to funerals and I've been to wakes. And what I've done oftentimes is I've gotten up because I'm a public speaker and said, you know, I remember this person and I tell a story. I said, does anybody else have something else to say? And I find that very cleansing, very, very good. I just didn't feel it in my particular case. And the last thing I'll say about this is that we live in a multinational country. We have so many cultures here. And I've just seen at times, and I want to mention the particular culture, where the grief and the self-flagellation and the refusal to date or to move on becomes so ritualistic and so, to me, overbearing that it's hard for that person to get on with their life. I hate when I see that too, and I imagine that's just what we deal with in this country because we have so many different cultures here.
There may be some truth to that. When the Korean jetliner went down, I was actually watching some of the video of the families that rented boats and went out to the approximate site where it went down in the ocean. They were curled up in fetal positions and they were pounding the side of the boat and crying and wailing and yelling. And I was sitting there watching it with a friend of mine and he said, well, Doc, he said, is that the way we're supposed to grieve? And kind of made light of it. And I looked at him and said, yes, that's the way you're supposed to grieve. Express it, get it out. And in general, when that happens, it lessens the duration of the grief.